from barristers to pilots. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he hopes the Irish Airline Pilots Association will give careful consideration to a Labour Court recommendation aimed at ending its long-running pay dispute with Aer Lingus. The executive of IALPA is due to meet this afternoon to consider the proposals, which include a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over a four-year period. The deal will then be put to a ballot of members. Aer Lingus has already accepted the recommendation. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, is with us. Are we likely to hear from pilots soon, Brian?
Yeah, so the plan at the moment is, Gavin, they're going to meet at about 3:30 this afternoon. This is the executive. They couldn't meet yesterday, actually, because interestingly, many of the members of the executive were actually flying. They were in the air, so they hadn't seen the proposals until last night. So they'll get around the table today and decide what to do next. Now, before that, we understand the union's actually reaching out to the Labour Court today just to get some confirmation on its understanding of some of the elements in this pay deal. Because I suppose people looking at this from the outside will say, okay, they were looking for 24%, they're getting nearly 18%, not a bad deal. But you have to drill down into the detail. First off, the pay deal that's being offered by the Labour Court is a four-year deal. The pilots are looking for a three-year deal, so that dilutes the figure further. There's also movement when it comes to pay scales. There's also a restructuring of a crewing agreement that was designed to give pilots more leave in the summertime. That's to be scrapped. It means on one level a good thing because the pilots owed a debt to Aer Lingus as a result of that crewing arrangement, but also it's a bad thing for the pilots because it means they're going to lose that extra summer leave. And when it comes to pay scale restructurings, on one level it's a good thing. It should increase the entry level for new pilots, but it will also move pilots onto a single scale, which not everybody will be happy about. The moral of the story here, Gavin, is that it's not just about pay. There's lots of other elements to this deal. Some of it good for Aer Lingus, some of it good for the pilots, some of it bad for both sides. And that's the way it had to be, because if the deal was perfect for one side and not for the other, then it wouldn't be very fair and one side would reject. So the crunch talks will take place now in this afternoon for the IALPA executive, looking at the detail, drilling down to see what way it will recommend that its members should vote.
In the meantime, Brian, are more flights being cancelled?
They probably will be, yes, unfortunately, over the coming days. And that is because while IALPA decides what its next steps will be, the work to rule that its members have been engaged in now for 2 weeks continues. And so far, Aer Lingus has cancelled just shy of 550 flights up until Sunday. If this work to rule carries on for the coming days, Aer Lingus will simply have to announce more flight cancellations in the coming days for next week. So the process for right now is we're going to see a scenario whereby hopefully later on this evening the union will issue its recommendation. The vote will then go to an electronic ballot of IALPA members, and we should have a result from that either at the back end of this week or early next week.
Brian, thank you for that. That's Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.